Kanye West drops yet another Yeezy design, and all of the Kardashian-Jenner sisters unfollow and fire Joy Spinelli, their longtime makeup artist. We're talking all that and more, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here at AfterBuzz TV. We are so excited to be here, and as always, we've got all the tea to spill, and we have a full panel.
We are here, all of us.
We all have such crazy schedules, it's just a miracle and a blessing from the Lord Jesus himself that we're all here. I'm so happy to talk to you guys, and I love having all of us here because we all have such differing opinions about everything, so we really give you guys a lot of content and a lot to talk about. But I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones, and to my left, I have the beautiful...
Shanti! Hello, what's up, you guys?
Yep, and I'm Rachel.
Who's also beautiful.
And then there's Rachel. Just kidding.
And I'm Howard the Third. Hello.
Who is also beautiful as well.
Oh, stop.
We are a beautiful panel.
We are so
I'm just
pretty.
Throwing that out there.
Well, guys, today we have three segments for you. Of course, we're always going to bring up the tea time, which is our favorite. Then we have the Gram Glam. And ending with a Twitter poll, we love hearing from you guys, and we love incorporating you into what you guys think of some of the trends that are happening now with the girls. So let's get started into our tea time. It is never too late for some tea, am I right?
You're right. And please join us in the live chat. Got the live chat going up. Hey, Lawrence, I see you in there.
Hey, Lawrence.
Excited to talk to y'all.
Yes, she's going to be giving you guys shout-outs whenever you guys comment, so... Really excited mm-hmm. about that. The first thing I wanted to talk about is just some comedy to start us off. Something nice, light, and fluffy,
yeah.
You know? Not anything too serious. But Kim totally shuts down someone who's just joking around with her on Twitter. She's saying, oh my gosh, now I'm watching Incredibles 2. A fan says, Kim, get off your phone at the theater. And she's like, it's my home theater. I can have my phone.
Shade. Ooh. Best clapback ever.
It must be nice. It must be nice being so rich to where, like, the first run theater movies that just came out, you can just have in your home theater because you're Kim Kardashian.
Casual.
Living the dream. Mm-hmm. Living the dream.
Did you guys know that, like, people are allowed to do that? I mean, I didn't really know. I know sometimes there's screeners and stuff, but, like, as far as, like, being able to just, like, play it at your house, like, that's just foreign to me. That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes if you're special, you get sent the screener ahead of time, right?
That's way exciting. Ahead of time.
So we got to be special, and
she is.
None of us are.
But I can relate to that. Mary Frances tweeting at Kim saying, "Hey, just put your phone away," because I agree. I don't think you should be having phones in a regular movie theater. Yeah. So I support that.
Yes.
But you know, Kim with the shade back saying, "Home girl, it's my movie theater." I
she
love
can
that.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
But, because live her best life.
Yeah,
that's right. She is.
What do you think, Howard?
I mean, yeah, she can You're do. She it. Can live her best life. I'm here for it. You know, I love a little shade from Kim. So I love when she gives us her official. Just goes off on Twitter. So I live for it. Clap back all day, Kim. All day, all night.
I love it. She even gives a little kissing emoji just to throw it in there. I love it.
Right. She's nice. It's not like it's not sassy. It's
right.
Just it's kind of funny because it's the truth. You know.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of sassy Kim. Did you guys hear about, or I guess see on Kim's Instagram story, she was having a little, they were having a little birthday situation with Khloé, and she got Tristan to unblock her on Instagram,
that
which
was
we all know.
So funny.
Yeah, we all know in the past when the whole cheating scandal was going on or had been discovered, Kim was blocked by Tristan on social media, which we were all like, wouldn't it be the other way around? And then I guess during the whole, the night they found out that Tristan also had blocked Malika and Khadija as well.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you doing?
I 100% agree with what you just said. I want it to be said again. He blocked Kim and Khloé's friends. When exactly it should be the other way around, Tristan is the one who cheated on Khloé.
Right.
Mm. Let's get that for real. Why would he be blocking the Khloé's sister and best friends? That makes no sense to me.
Well, because he was mad because Kim called him out on his thing, but it's like, yo, you actually did that. It wasn't just like she's accusing you of
something. And video proof.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, video proof.
Yeah, I guess it's good that they're all backing each other's good graces and they're hanging out. But, like, I'm not over it. I'm still bummed.
Yeah.
I'm still pissed off that he did that. And I'm sure they are, too. So I guess the only, you know, you have to be supportive of your sister and be nice if she has chosen to stay with him. But
They were making light of it all, though. It was very, like, comedic. Right. And, like, and then Kim was like, oh, let me see your password. And Chloe's like, I already have it. And it's like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He's just sitting there kind of like, ha, 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 like, and it's like, no, dude, like, it's not cute. It's not funny. Like, and that was the only thing I had, like, I was like, okay, they're trying to make light of it, but it's a serious situation. And it's like, he acted like it was no big deal. Like, he's just sitting there chilling. I'm like, you're an awful human being. Like,
he really is. My whole thing is like, yeah, you may have the password, but he could have another phone. He can have his gym phone. That's like, tucked away in his gym bag. So you never know. He can have his own little flip phone. If you wanted to cheat, clearly he can do it again.
You know that song, Two Phones. That's a thing.
Exactly.
Two phones. One for the plug. One for the...
Wait.
One for Chloe and one for the other girls. You know I love you, Chloe, but it's the truth.
Actually, though, I mean...
Exactly. Do you guys think Betty's going to cheat again on Chloe?
It's sad to say I do, because... No, he just doesn't have a good track record. Even with the relationship before Chloe, it was kind of iffy.
Look at him sitting there like a smug baby little...
I know. I love how you screenshot this picture. He looks very smug
so
here.
So smug. Exactly. It's expensive for him with that new contract with Chris if he does.
Exactly. Oh.
What is it? $10 million if he cheats?
And that's actually what Lauren said in the live chat, too. He said, my friends say Tristan and Chloe are together for some type of an agreement. And that's what we were talking about, how Chris made Tristan sign an agreement that they would stay together.
Really?
Right? Yeah, so that's
I never even heard that.
That's what Bree, that's what you're just saying, right? What Chris was doing?
It's if they decide to stay together that if he cheats again, every single time he's caught cheating, he puts $10 million in a trust fund for True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. My gosh. Chris comes through again.
Yeah. That doesn't have anything to do with them staying together, though. That, like, they've already decided to stay together, and it's if he cheats again. You know,
so that's how much money it's 10. Dang, that's a lot.
I don't know, but still, I there's probably I don't know. There's something going on there.
We saw I want to say he was with like 5 or 6 different women. That would have been like $60 million that would have had to be put in the trust fund if it were, you know, obviously that's not, it was made after the fact, but like if the contract would have been made before then, he was like with 5 or 6 women, that would be like a lot of money he'd have to put in that trust fund.
Exactly. See, I told Chloe, I was like, girl, make him work for it. This is it right here.
All
right.
Yeah.
Put him on the contract. Put him on the show because we want to see everything.
I know.
He needs to work for
summer.
That.
Mm-hmm. Before we move on, did you guys see how Chloe responded to somebody's tweet?
No.
Somebody tweeted, oh God, I can't remember. It was just in regards to the cheating scandal, something about why is she staying? And then she wrote back like a big thing and was like, you have no idea what's really going on, what we're doing to coexist. She used the word coexist as if like, you know, they're just staying together for the kid, which I don't think that's what it is. But she made it sound like it's, you know, a lot harder than we think it is, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
So more, I thought that was interesting.
Of course, we never know what's actually going on behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. But we have to give Tristan some thumbs up for spending more time with True.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Thompson posted another video with baby True, and it's actually a really cute video. And, I mean, he obviously seems very smitten by baby True from this video. He makes the remarks like, oh, baby True, daddy loves you, which is really sweet. But we have to ask the question, was this genuine or was this a publicity stunt? What do y'all think?
Ooh, I think it was genuine. I think he really, you know, is here for his daughter. He loves her and everything. He's probably just trying to turn over a new leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, yeah, you know, this is my girl. I'm riding with the family now. You guys can't touch me.
I mean, I definitely think that he is putting in some effort, but it just seems like all of a sudden, like he made
all
like
of a sudden
two or three posts and then like a video. And it's like, I know if they weren't famous, she'd be like, why are you questioning? Of course the dad's going to love his baby. But then like we have to think, okay, he's also trying to clean up his image as well. So I don't want to accuse him of doing this for publicity. But at the same time, it's like, until you prove yourself to us genuinely, we're going to have those thoughts.
I
also think his ex has made a remark about now that he's spending more time with both True and his kid, but that she's like, before all this, like, he wasn't stepping up.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
No. Because my question was, like, was he bad father before? I didn't hear anything about him not paying attention to his, you know, to her or his previous son. His other son.
Well, what I do know is his Instagram was all about him in basketball. As of recent, he posted a picture of True and his form and another baby from his other baby mama. And then posted the picture.
Prince? Is that the baby?
Prince.
It's
yeah.
Prince? Yes,
yeah.
It was Prince and True. So had a picture holding both the babies and then a picture of the gold chains with their names, Prince and True's names on there. And then this video. So now it's like he's trying to be father of the year.
Yeah, I know.
Where did this come from? Why
totally
now?
Agree, yeah.
It's because of the whole cheating scandal and Chloe's giving him another chance. Chloe might be going like this. Hey, if you want to be looking good, you better be posting something for the public eye to give you a thumbs up too. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel.
Break it down, Rachel. Break it down.
I know. Preach, girl. Someone else take it away.
Well, speaking of True, Kim posted a photo of herself in Chicago and True and Chloe for Chloe's birthday that just recently passed. Yes. Okay. And for the caption, she put, you have shown strength like no other. I admire you for always following your heart. I love seeing you as a new mom and can't wait for the years ahead. Let's celebrate you today. I love you. Infinity.
Yeah.
And I just love this picture here. To me, I love the picture, but the only thing is, Kim looked kind of weird to me.
It's her smile. It's her smile. We're not used to seeing teeth on the Kardashian and Jenner.
I honestly
know what it is.
I love her teeth, though. Yeah. And, I mean, the braids are there. We're going to talk about the braids a little bit later, obviously. But, like, the braids are there, so that's a factor in the photo as well.
It's just, like, in the face. Like, of course, she's gorgeous. But I'm like, you just look a little different. I don't know what it is.
Look how, like, much Chicago is, like, growing up.
I know, Chicago looks like
looking a lot like Saint.
Like taller.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You guys, I don't know why, but I always forget if Chicago is a boy or a girl.
Girl.
Like, constantly. Like, I can't remember. I don't know what it is. It sounds ridiculous.
Chicago
Sorry.
Can be, like, a gender-neutral name.
I know.
Yeah. So, your defense, I see.
And babies, they look like boys and girls. You can't really tell sometimes.
Some of them do more than others.
Yeah, right. Not all of them, but...
But I just love it.
Children.
I love that they're hanging out. They're going to be like sister, cousins type of thing. So close. And I just love that. Still with Kim, though.
Very
she just
cute.
Looks so different. Yeah. I just can't get
smile.
Over it. Maybe that's it.
It's the half smile.
It is.
All right. Well, you guys, here at the network, we're going to shift gears for 1 second. Here at the AfterBuzz TV network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned in to the reality TV channel, the best one, you might be interested in after shows like Jersey Shore, Real Housewives, Bachelorette, or Bachelor. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, they're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air.
Yes.
Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Yes.
Yes.
The best platter. Fans.
Yes. The let best. Us know in the comments and we will shout you guys out for sure.
Yes.
Thank you, Shanti, for that.
You're welcome.
And but going back into this a little bit, after not doing much press since the baby, Kylie finally kind of comes back out with like a video that she did with Vogue, and she kind of breaks it down, like her makeup process. We see her here with her Kylie palette, and basically, according to sources, the Kylie Cosmetics brand is on track to be worth over $1 billion by 2022.
Oh my god.
Wow. Which is insane, and I definitely think she'll achieve that because it just seems like with her makeup, it just keeps going up and up and up and up, and she's just a total mogul when it comes to all of that, and it's really kind of interesting to see her not be out in the media as much anymore. She used to always be out there, and she is posting more photos and stuff, But ever since having the baby, she's been more private. She's been more mysterious and kind of like living, I don't want to say a normal life, but a little bit more reserved. Mm-hmm. You know,
which
like she's taking
like...
care of her baby. Yeah, which I totally respect and I love. But yeah, I think it's interesting to know that that is basically what's going to be happening. She's going to be making the company like $1 billion.
And I feel like it's not slowing down at all. Like,
nope. Mm-hmm.
There's always new products that she's releasing. There's always something seasonal, like the summer palette, mm-hmm. what have you. And she's a billionaire, man.
Yeah.
She did it right. She took her platform and really made something out of it, which is pretty awesome. And she's, what, 20?
Yeah, not 20? Even 21.
Wow.
She's 20 years
Home
old.
Homegirl can't drink yet.
Yeah,
legally.
But she does, I'm sure. what was it? Anyway. I love
that. Moving on to my favorite tea. It's the Blac Chyna gossip, which we all live for and we haven't heard anything in a while. So, we are hearing reports that Chyna says that Rob threatened to end his life at least half a dozen times during their breakup. Mm. He once said he'd kill himself after she failed to thank him via social media for a Ferrari he leased to her. He even texted her a pic of him grabbing a handful of pills and in hopes of her texting him back. So, what do you guys think of that?
More than anything, it just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
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 You know, I'm going to side with Chyna on this one. It's kind of like, okay, Chyna, now I low-key see you in a different light because it's like, well, maybe Rob was a little off. Because at first I was like, oh, Chyna. I was like, well, if Rob was kind of off like this, maybe I'm going to side with her on this one. Because who wants to live like that? Like, your man is, no. Your man is always.
I'm in agreement with you. First of all, they're both crazy. Let's set the record
that's
straight.
True. That's true.
One, Chyna might be a little bit more crazy, but
yeah.
I can see Rob doing this. He's depressed and he's had depression issues for a long time, so it's not shocking to me. But at the end of the day, you're right. It is sad for both of them because depression is not something that is light. It's not funny.
Not to be taken as a joke.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's sad that someone feels that way and they're projecting those feelings onto their significant other as well.
I have to say, I do agree with you, Howard. It's one of those things where, you know, I am not shy when it comes to my disliking of Chyna. But, yeah, it really made me see, like, a different side of Rob because this entire time, I mean, I want to say, you know, what Chyna was doing wasn't helping any of the situation.
Right.
But I don't know if you guys saw, but literally there was, like, pages and pages of text where he was just sending text to her and she wasn't responding, and he really did sound unstable in those text messages, mm-hmm. and it really broke my heart, and I really
what
hope
did they
that
say?
I don't remember exactly, but it was just like, you never thanked me for the Ferrari, please post right now, I'm gonna take these pills, like, don't you realize that I've almost like wanted to kill myself multiple times because of you, like, respond back at least, like, what are you doing, like, just very like a bunch of one-liners, but just one after the other, and like there was like three pages of them. And it just really broke my heart because I knew that Rob was probably depressed just because of everything he's gone through and, like, you know, being out of the public eye a long time.
Right.
But this really made me see. And, you know, he's very unstable. We kind of poke fun at him sometimes. But whenever this was released, it really made me think, okay, like, this is not something to joke about on air anymore. Like, he really is unstable and he does need help. And I really hope that he gets the help he needs because it's been going on for a long time, and, you know, obviously I want him to be safe more than anything else. So I hope that Chris and the family is able to, you know, get with him to help him get the help he needs.
And I hope we see Rob a little bit more this up-and-coming season. I need him to speak about this and a few other things. Like, Rob, I just need to, like, hear your input. I need to see what's going on with you and Dream. I would love to try to, like, follow up with, are you doing the dates? Are you doing play dates? Like, what's going on with Chyna and you, like, her still suing him? Like, I need more of you, Rob.
Yeah.
And this would be a good platform to talk about depression. He can really flip this and, not to say, I mean, it's wrong, but, like, make a little money from it. But it's like you can also help somebody, too, in this process.
Absolutely.
If you can tell people about your story, Rob. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a good platform to speak about, like, mental, like, things, mental issues with all, like, the suicides, everything in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. This is perfect, Rob. So I need to see you. Get on that TV.
I don't think is he getting paid for Kardashians? I don't think he's on the bankroll, is he?
I think he gets, I think
he's
it goes
definitely
to
not
everybody
on the promo,
except him.
That's for sure. It's like, right. It's like the girl's show now.
Because he stopped, like, showing up and stuff. So I don't think that they
I thought he was getting a little bit, like, after everybody else, he would get, like, the small piece because Chris was, like, still giving him something.
I mean, mm-hmm. Chris probably gives him... I mean, that Chris, must be his whole...
That's what I think.
Does he even run the sock company anymore?
He does.
Apparently.
Oh, he does?
Because
I mean, he still has socks that are being released, I see. Like,
right. Really? Yeah. But is he doing anything for it, or is it just somebody else with his name on
it? It's probably somebody else with his name on it, to be completely honest, you know?
Because I feel like I see Chris post stuff. She does. But I never see, like, him. But then again, I don't even know if he... Is he on social media?
Remember, he used to be so on, and now he's just off.
Off.
It's funny how Tristan is on now, but now Rob is not.
It's probably the best for Rob right now to not, because a lot of things that he was posting was damaging and kind of not helping any of the situation. And so
I want to say the last time he had that tangent was Christmas time last year when he was posting
the revenge porn.
And also how China left with their baby and how like Christmas they're leaving and then was posting all of these memes to make fun of the situation, but it was like extremely sad.
Yeah.
And speaking of sad and splitting and everything, did y'all know the Kardashians split from longtime friend and makeup artist Joyce Benelli? This was news to me. I realized that Joyce wasn't going on trips with the girls like she used to as a friend and as their makeup artist. But sources say the family doesn't speak to her anymore. She hasn't worked for them for months.
Wow.
They just stopped working with her because they didn't see it as a right fit anymore. All the girls have unfollowed Joyce, but Joyce continues to follow them. And actually, Joyce posted a picture wishing Chloe a happy birthday. So it seems like Joyce is okay with them, but for whatever reason, the Kardashians kind of X'd her out.
So weird. Because in the post, she said, happy birthday to the best booty of all time. Like, always got your back, girl.
They used to be such great friends. Yeah. And I think it was when she had her twins. She was pregnant and then had her twins. And then I guess something within, now that she's a mom, but you would think the Kardashian girls would relate to that. Yeah, but there might just be some kind of energy in the air.
I need to know.
I did some digging today.
Ooh. We need to know.
So apparently what was happening was Joyce kept lying about stuff and they were getting really sick of her lying. And I think what happened first was there was a deal that was made and Joyce went behind the Kardashians' back to X them out of getting money. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know the details, but it just said Joyce was making it so the Kardashians weren't getting money or something. I don't know how that happened. So first Kim ultimately like severed the relationship and unfollowed her, but Khloe and Joyce were still like amicable and friends. And then something else happened and now like none of them are friends.
I wonder if they're going to talk about this like on a scale from 1 to 5, like do you guys think that they're going to talk about this on the next season or no?
I give it a 3.
I don't know if it's that important. Like, I feel like it's
pretty big.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know. I really don't, compared to everything else that's going on in their lives, this is just, you know, a little bit.
But Joyce has been around for 10 years. Yeah. Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's like their life. It would be like Food God and then breaking up.
Yeah, true.
Or, you know, the Monica Rose thing was a big deal. But apparently, what else was I going to say? I can't remember. Sorry.
I also heard that Joyce is doing her own makeup line, and that was one of the reasons, too.
And she's working with a lot of different celebs. I saw on her most recent Instagram story that Jessica Simpson was in her makeup chair. So I know she's working with a lot of other celebrities.
Wow.
Well,
only the best to her. I hope that everything works out. I hope that they're able to at least maintain some kind of a friendship, because 10 years is a long time.
But obviously not, since they're all unfollowing her on social media.
And
that says that they're not friends anymore.
So
I don't think it has anything to do with her new business line. I think that something happened. And I guess when the Kardashians used to have, like, their big parties, Joyce would conveniently fly out of town during those parties. So, like, people weren't wondering, oh, where's Joyce? So she kind of purposely did it. And
wow.
I don't know. Just weird stuff.
It was like posting like, hey, I'm over here. So that way everyone knew that that's why she wasn't there. Interesting.
Yeah. And then she continued to like post pics of her and Kim that was like my twin, even though they weren't even talking anymore.
So
and
she was trying to keep up an image.
Yeah.
Gotta keep up the brand.
Yeah.
It's already created.
I think the Kardashians were like, dude, she's just lying.
She's using us.
Yeah. But I don't think this is going to be featured in the new season this summer. I know. I understand what you say, like Food God and Kim, you know, kind of fired her assistant, Stephanie, you know, she did that. But I don't see them putting spotlight on Joyce for this.
Right.
Why, if they want to X someone out, why bring them back, bring that concept back full, you know, back to give her some PR? I don't think they would.
You don't think they're
going to? Yeah. And Chris's mind, you know, the matriarch, I don't think she's going to want to be like, oh yeah, let's get some free PR on her by saying we're not associated with her anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
I just don't think they're going to, I don't think they'll brush on the topic. I think they're just kind of over it. They unfollowed it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And I think that's
well, also Kardashians do that thing where they talk about like almost everything in their life, but they leave out some things like that. It's important details that happen, but they don't talk about it. Which obviously is like curated and everything to how they like. But I think this is one of those things where it's like drama that they don't want to talk about.
Yeah,
so crazy.
Well,
for being such a big subject, like we are kind of heated about it, but it's not making headliners, like, you know, the cheating and the babies being born.
They're just
kind of
swept under the rug. Yeah, except for this one.
Well, it just had, like, it was just released, though, like 2 days ago. So maybe we'll hear some more for next week.
But I have picked up before this was an article that I've noticed that she has been MIA. So I have picked up on that.
Crazy.
Well, one thing I do want to see, though, on this up-and-coming season is Kendall and this new boo of hers, Ben Simmons. You know, he plays for the 76ers, a basketball player. Well, allegedly, Shanti, remember, 76ers, basketball.
Hey, you didn't know it either.
Go back a few episodes to see Shanti and her mess up there. But Ben and Kendall are allegedly staying in a $25,000 a month rental home in L.A. The house has 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and a pool. And as we all know, Ben just got out of a relationship with singer Tinashe. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of iffy because he left her on Sunday, got with Kendall on like Tuesday.
Whoa.
And now they're just all hanging out. So they're in that rental house. How are we feeling? They're moving it quickly.
I think this is fake news. Just because they're leaving a house that's for rent doesn't mean that they're renting it. They could have been checking it out.
True.
I don't think that them leaving it equates to them renting it. And she was just kissing a guy like a week ago. And now they're moving in together.
Him?
Anwar.
Who's that?
The brother. Bella
and Gigi Hadid's little brother.
Stop.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah,
what?
They made out. I've never seen making out at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. She was like on top of him.
Yeah.
I've got to see this photo.
Oh my God.
How old is he though? Isn't he young?
Yeah, he's
18. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all weird and incestual.
Kendall, I'm right here. Like, come on. Jeez. If you're going to go young, like, actually, her and I are the same age. How old is she? Isn't she like, I'm 22.
She's 22.
Okay. Well, see, girl.
She's so young.
You know. Don't rob the cradle when you can just, like, slide right in.
Yeah, I do not. I agree with you. I don't think they're moving in together. Kendall is, she has her own place.
Yeah.
That's true.
She doesn't need to incorporate a boo thing that she's really not that serious with.
Because
exactly the whole Anwar situation.
I
still feel like she's single. She hasn't made it clear that she's for sure dating him. I know it's all rumors right now.
They're hanging out
together.
A lot.
They're hanging out. But as I've said, and I will say it again, these girls need to stay away from these NBA players. My gosh.
Yes.
Not a good track record with NBA players.
I don't know.
It's crazy. But something I wanted to end the tea time on a positive note. I'm so excited to talk about this. So on June 30th, Kanye West dropped his highly anticipated Yeezy Butter Shoes. They are the 350 V2s, and they feature a light yellow color. So I've always wanted Yeezys, right? And so I was like, you know what? This is my time to shine. I'm going to try my best. So I go on to I was originally going to go to a store, but I don't know if you guys know this or not, but it's so limited and so coveted that they don't even let a lot of places have it, like first come, first serve.
Wow.
I was thinking, I'm going to go out in Los Angeles, wait in a line at like 3 a.m. and maybe I'll get them. But no, I called these places to see like if I could get them, and they're like, oh, it's a raffle. So like they may have like anywhere from 5 to 10 to maybe some more pairs, but then like you all put your name in and then they raffle people who can come pick them up. So then I was like, oh my gosh, the last thing I want to do is try to get these online because it's going to go like this.
Right.
So apparently Adidas, when they drop this, they release them slowly so that way the site doesn't crash like, you know, Kylie Cosmetics did that first time.
Mm-hmm.
So they release them very slowly. So I logged in. At 6:40, I went on the website. They were dropping at 7. 6:59, I refreshed it and it said I was in a waiting room. So for 2.5 hours, I was in a waiting room.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, is the site glitch? Like, what's happening? All of a sudden, after 2.5 hours, it was like, okay, pick your size. And I got them, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited.
Was it worth the 2.5 hour wait?
Yes, because I've always wanted them. And, like, it's a cool color. Like, yeah. He's never done any of that are
how,
like this.
May I ask how much they were?
Yes, so after tax, it was $240. So $240.
$240
for some
pair
of sneakers?
Yes. But do you realize the resale? Yeah. The resale value for these are going to be a lot because apparently they were pretty limited.
Is that what you're trying to do? Or are you going to resell
these? I've always
these?
Wanted to wear them, so I think I'm going to wear them. I mean, yeah, like, that's why I went for it. Yeah, that's why I went for it. And this is the last drop that they're really going to do, allegedly, that's, like, limited. The ones from here on out are going to be more like millions and millions of pairs rather than, I think... I want to say Yeezy Mafia, which is the place that has a lot of the inside info on this kind of stuff, said that these were anywhere from 14 to 16.5,000 pairs that were released in the U.S. So really? They're going to start mass producing them, and they were going to start releasing them on July 7th. So in a like you know next Friday, they were going to come out with like a million, millions and millions of like a new pair. But because they're having factory issues, those have been like pushed back. So this is like the last Yeezy 350 V2 release for a little while, so I got them.
Wow. I had deja vu with you saying you're in a waiting room for 2 hours. Last time I did that, I was getting Coachella tickets. So I'm just like, I'm like, wait. And I'm like, that's the kind of thing. It's like, I would only do that for Coachella tickets. So I guess that's like what you yeah, would only do this
equivalent.
For. Yeah, that's your equivalency. You want these shoes yeah, that bad.
I want them that bad. But I do want to ask before we move on, Howard. You are the biggest critic because I'm always like, Howard. I'm like, Howard, what do you think of these shoes? I might get these. And like, he's like, no, wait for the next one. Like, no, that one doesn't look good. What do you think of the ones I finally got?
You know what? I actually like these ones, Dakota. Okay, so okay. Good job.
Thank
Dakota,
you.
On his Instagram, posted approved. He was going to get some shoes. And I wrote him back. I said, don't you do it. Literally, those are my words. And then... of course, he got these ones. These ones are cute. But the boots and the other ones, those little, the rabbit ones or whatever.
They're called the Mudrat 500s.
Mudrat. Ugly.
Mudrat.
So I'm like, yeah. But these ones I can do.
Okay.
I approve.
Okay.
Are you a little scared to wear them?
Yes.
They are all white.
They're like a light cream yellow, but yes. They're going to be coming out with like a cream pair, which is just white. I purposely got this one because it's a little off-white.
Uh-huh.
But I've told myself I'm only going to be wearing them to like...
The mall.
Not
outside. Like, you ain't going no running around in the dirt.
No, like just like the mall and like events that I go to or like... like the show that I'm going to be on, like
okay.
In a contained environment, I'll wear them. But like, I know. Cause I'm like, I can't like spend that much money on these, especially if they're like a limited release and then wear them and get mud on them.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, going to a bar or something and getting
just about
beer
to say,
spilt on them.
Oh, yes. Having people step on your shoes and your toes. So just don't careful when you're wearing them at night.
I will. But I'll bring them next week on the show and we can
please,
like, review
them.
Them.
I'm like, ooh.
I've never seen Dakota this excited.
I'm
I know.
So excited.
A pair of sneakers, y'all.
I've wanted them for so long. But anyway, moving on. Let's go into our next segment, which is Gram Glam, which is something that we love to do. We love to like line up the girls and vote on who had the best photo on Instagram of the week.
Yes.
So we have our, as Rachel's showing, we have these lovely
heads.
We're going to be picking our top pick. The first one we have is, of course, Kim. She is in Yeezy season like 7 or 8 here, which is a lot of like the high boots with like the biker shorts still, which I know Howard's thrilled about. And then the puffy, like, abominable snowman jacket.
She looks like a hooker.
What?
She looks like a hooker.
Rachel, thoughts?
She does not thinking that.
She does.
I thought she looked like Xenon.
She looks like Xenon hooker.
From, like, the 21st century Xenon, you know? Remember that
yes.
Disney?
Oh, we
That's
remember.
How she looks.
I was thinking
it's the glasses. It's the glasses.
I was thinking, like,
Xenon
Zoolander.
Vibes. Or like some Zoolander vibes.
What about you, Howard?
I mean, you know, I'm just not here for any of it.
Well, your
you
booty
already
looks
know.
Good.
I like the, well, I will say I do like the jacket. I'll say that. Like if I was
really?
In Aspen or if I was, you know, somewhere with snow, I'm there for the jacket.
Yeah, I like the pieces separately. Like I like
yes.
just the boots or I like just the jacket.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm just seeing it too much altogether.
Yeah, it's like
separately,
it's like
be
a hodgepodge of like randomness.
It's summertime. Why is she wearing that?
Exactly.
Right?
You know it's hot.
Well, they were doing a photo shoot. Her and Kylie were apparently doing a photo shoot for the new Yeezy line that's going to be dropping.
Some of those pictures
so, but I mean, Do you guys not like the shoes, though? I mean, the shoes.
I love the shoes. Like. I'm all about the knee highs.
They're cute. They're cute. Okay.
Thigh highs.
I just don't like the shoes with that outfit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love the random van featured on the left. Like, it's kind of matching the outfit. Kind of cool.
Wait, to the left, that Range
That's
Rover?
That's not a van. It's a Range Rover.
Oh, okay. It looks like the back of, like, a random van.
If you're starting to wear Yeezy shoes, you need to know what a Range Rover looks like.
My bad. I can't quite afford a Range Rover yet. Like, I finally get to afford the shoes, but not the Range Rover.
I like that van. That minivan right there.
It looks like a random van, okay? Sorry.
It's a Range Rover.
My bad.
Minivan, Range Rover, same thing.
Yeah, right? The next photo is, of course, of Chloe looking so great in this camo. Or is that camo, or is that just more like a green?
Yes, yeah, camo.
Yeah, she looks so good. And mm-hmm. And I don't know if this photo is pre-baby or post-baby, but, like, she's killing the game.
I'm pretty sure the caption on this was True's mom. Yeah, this is post baby. It's her saying True's mom.
Highlight on fleek.
Yeah, she got some Ariana Grande vibes with that hair going.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
I love it. You know, Chloe's my favorite. One of my faves, so I love it.
What's your favorite?
Chloe.
Oh.
Chloe's my favorite.
One of my faves.
Chloe. Yeah, she looks
really good.
It's so hard to pick a favorite, but I'm kind of with you on that.
She looks skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good. Happy
I feel
birthday,
like she
Chloe!
Bounced back,
yes,
real quick. Her body.
Yep. We definitely
faster
wish you
than
a happy
Kylie.
Birthday. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because to me, she had her baby just like more recent than. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, Chloe was already like on this health.
True.
So when it seems like when she did get pregnant with baby True, it was just her belly, not as much her entire body. You remember when Kim got pregnant for the first time with North, how the memes of her looking like Shamu.
She ballooned up.
Shamu.
You remember the memes of the lookalikes with her and Shamu? I was that's going to be me when I'm pregnant, so I'm not going to
hey. Totally.
Hey. That's incredible.
I'm going to blow up.
But yeah, she was able to hide it a lot with like pillows and like bags and stuff, so kind of crazy. The next photo we have is of Courtney. I was like, which one is it going to be next? Obviously, I don't think Shanti's a fan of the skinny glasses trend.
I don't like those. No.
It's not that skinny compared to what she has been rocking. She's been like real skinny. I actually like these. These are like a little bigger than the typical skinny.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Like, she can pull them off. I just wouldn't. I don't like them for myself, and I'm not super into the trend.
Here she is on vacation again, though.
Yeah. I know. Always on vacation. I'm like, girl.
Always. Like, in France somewhere.
In Eunice.
Always.
Yes. Yeah. It's like you're running your businesses, but you vacation a lot, boo.
You're living the dream.
But you got the money, so.
I feel like we're going to see more of that in the next season, though, because I think there's a big fight with Courtney and Kim and Chloe. So I think it might have something to do with that.
In this last season, I don't know if y'all remember picking up, she's like, no, I want to be home. I want to, my favorite time is bedtime with my kids. I want to be home. But since then, I've realized, and I bet y'all have too, a lot more vacationing with Courtney and Eunice. And, you know, she's on vacation while Scott's on vacation. It's kind of like this, like, oh, if you're going to go on vacation, I'm going to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more like Scott kind of copying her, though. I feel like she's just having a fun time, and I feel like Scott's the one that's like, well, I need to be on a vacation, so then he goes. You know what I'm saying?
You think? Yeah, you think, if you're going to go with your boyfriend, your young boyfriend, I'm going to go with my young girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Because I think Courtney is a little bit more above that kind of pettiness, but you never know.
Yeah.
Kylie, my goodness, just look at it.
She looks pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah, she looks cute.
I just love this photo.
You don't think so?
I think she looks a lot better than when she first started getting her Botox in her lips. I feel like the lips now are at a really good fill.
Okay.
not too big.
You know, there was a time where she was like real big, and now it's just like, okay, you're just right.
Just right. Keep it.
Keep it just, right. Keep it tight.
Yes. And then the last photo doesn't even feature her face. Oh. This is Kendall.
Hello.
Killing the game. What do you guys think of this yellow bakiki?
Bakiki. It's Kendall and Kylie's one, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, it's cute.
I will say they come out with a lot of very great swimsuits.
They don't really, show off their clothing line as much. I don't really see it, like, Yeezy, how I see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't really see, like, Kendall and Kylie, like, everywhere.
Yeah, like, their launch. Remember they used to be at PacSun?
Yeah.
Their, like, first launch was PacSun.
Where is it now? All I see is Kendall and Kylie swim.
Yeah.
I don't see anything else. Do they have other stuff right now?
They have other stuff. That's what
Where
I'm saying.
Where do they sell it?
They have stuff.
Only online.
But...
Like, it's only on their website, which is so, you just don't see it as much. And I'm like, you girls probably have really cute stuff. Like,
Let show it to know.
Like, show it more. Like, exactly. Do they have an Instagram that people follow?
Sure they do.
They probably do. But okay. If I'm seeing Yeezy every 2 seconds, I should be at least seeing, you know, Kendall and Kylie every 3 seconds.
But I bet it's because they don't pay for advertisements. They don't need to. So they're just doing all right, especially with Kylie's beauty line.
She's more into that. Line. They don't seem to be working a lot together right now, so I'm not really sure. That might be more on the back burner, but...
It's interesting you say that. They used to collab with each other all the time. It was Kendall, Kylie, Kendall, Kylie, Kylie, Kendall. But now Kylie's done her own... Yes, yes, I have the book. I was like, Kylie does her own thing.
She sure does.
And remember how Kylie used to be a little bit more dependent on Kendall? Like, Kendall was doing the red carpet, and Kylie was like, well, I don't want to do it because you've already done it. Mm-hmm. And she just... Kylie was a little more, like, Kylie reserved. Is doing her thing.
She is.
Well, now she's a billionaire, she so.
Exactly.
Well, out of these, let's vote now for who we think is the best pick of the week. Let me know when you guys are ready.
Ready.
Okay.
Whoa.
I was the only
one. We all would have agreed.
I'm sorry.
Why did you mess that up?
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Chloe. Yay. But I got to give this one to Kylie. Happy birthday. Because I don't get to see a lot of Kylie anymore, so I'm really happy.
We want to see more Stormy Kylie.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I want to see more pictures of Stormy.
And we do have a special clip of the new trailer they released for the upcoming Kardashians
this summer
season. So we have it here.
Oh, hey guys, it's Kimberly. Remember me? It's been a minute. Did you miss us?
Get it.
Because we missed you.
We come to play,
huh? But don't worry. You didn't miss anything.
Baby on board.
Not much has changed.
Are you obsessed with being a mom?
Yes, I am.
We've been keeping a low profile. And my sisters and I are closer than ever.
You don't do that. You're just a bitch.
Get the f*** out of here and go.
It's like we can communicate without speaking.
Shut the f*** up.
And we're still one big, happy family.
He's still part of our family.
What about
family?
My dad?
So a little
shy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then let's begin. Can you keep up?
She just doesn't want to be a Kardashian anymore.
She could shove Kardashian up her vagina.
Can you keep up? Well, you know we've been keeping up.
We have been.
And we will continue to keep up.
Yes.
That was cute. I loved that. Yeah. I like when Kim does like funny comedian stuff.
Yeah, it's like, did you miss us? Did you forget about us? Ha! Girl, we are not forgetting. We talk about you every week.
I've been keeping a low profile.
Yes.
When she said low profile and the like all the paparazzi, I was there for that.
Oh, so nice. Low of a profile. And now I want to y'all to realize she had her braids in the promo too. So she's been wearing her braids a lot.
Yeah.
And so Dakota had a poll this week about her braids. And so we wanted to know, did you love Kim Kardashian's braids at the MTV Movie Awards? Because she did get some backlash on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
People did raise some eyebrows. 63% of y'all said, I am here for them. Mm-hmm. So the others, not so much. But hey, majority of the people liked the cornrows.
I have to admit, I am surprised that the majority of our viewers said that. I'm surprised that they're here for it. Because, of course, you always see the negative stuff. So I was really surprised to see people really here for it. I mean, 63%, there is still a large percentage that didn't like it. But I mean, the fact that it beat out the negative one was kind of interesting to me. I was here for the braids. What about you guys?
Well, her braids at the MTV Movie Awards, they were her. It was like her regular black brown hair, but in the promo, they were blonde. Mm. So now I'm just like, ooh, blonde versus. I liked the natural color. When I was looking at her blonde ones, I was like, meh, not so much. But I'm about it. I'm all about it.
I can do without it, you know. I just give me regular Kim. Give me like a bob, like a cute little shoulder length.
She looked good with the bob.
When she did that, I was here for it. The braids, not so much. It just looks like Northy did it. Like, I'm not here for it.
Agreed.
I love the bob that she did with at the Met Gala, where she was in that white dress with the bob. Yes. That was like a year ago. Yeah. Definitely.
I do remember that.
But guys, thank you so much for keeping up with us again here for another episode of Kardashians Weekly. Make sure to come in next week. We're going to be reviewing the new Yeezy butter that just dropped and much more. In the meantime, where can everyone keep up with you on social media?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me at Rach_Robillard. I'll be sending out a poll question, so y'all can tweet me at Rach_Robillard.
Yes, and you guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for joining us. Follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. And we will keep up with you later.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.